One of the errors that is quite avoidable but often corrupts the baseline measurements of a GPS survey is the antenna height, the height of the instrument. Here in this diagram, you see very many ways of measuring that height. It can be measured to slant height or measured with a tape, usually to the antenna reference point. Now, the ARP, or the antenna reference point, is frequently the bottom of the mount of the antenna. Of course, then there's usually a correction that is needed to be added to actually bring that measurement up to the phase center of the antenna. Now, this also becomes part of necessary information when one is using continuously operating reference stations. We talked earlier about the fact that it is possible to take the downloads from Coors stations that are available on the internet and post-process the observations taken with a roving GPS receiver. When that is done, it is necessary to know the height of the antenna at the base station. Now, of course, that is not an antenna that you would have set up, but that information is available along with the files from the base station. It's important, of course, to also know not only the height of the antenna reference center, but the offset up to the phase center. And that is actually consistent, a consistent value with the particular type of antenna that you are dealing. And this information is also fortunately published on the web. We will talk about where a little bit in the future.